Lady Beavers knew that they were going to be in for a big battle tonight against a very good Colby team who came in with a record of 11-6 on the year. Both teams are 3-1 in the conference, but I tell you what, Colby made another big win here tonight as he were able to rebound Scott City, and that was really the story of the night. 52-33, Colby would win this one. It was a tight game, but Colby had their runs in the first quarter. They led 9-8, and then they went on a 5-0 run to close out the first quarter. They'd use a 10-0 run in the first and second quarter, an 11-0 run in the mid to late part of the second quarter, and built their lead to 32-14 the break. They would lead by 20 going into the fourth quarter, and then it would end up winning 52-33. Actually, Scott City would outscore Colby by 11-10 margin in the final period of play, but the damage was done, and Colby just was relentless on the boards tonight. And Coach Amy Falker, you could tell she was frustrated with the effort for the team tonight, as Scott City has now dropped 6 in a row in this series and 8 out of the last 9. They dropped a 3-2 in the conference. They're now 9-9 and have really hit a big skid here, a 3-game losing streak with 2 games to go, and trying to fight for a sub-state home playoff game, and that right now is looking very bleak here down the stretch as Scott City drops their third consecutive game. But they were led tonight. Erica Felker had 8 points, Avery Lewis had 7, and Scott City without a double-figure score for the second straight game. While Colby was led by Elizabeth Barton, she continues to have some big games against Scott City. She had 30 in the first meeting, and she had 22 here tonight. And Shaylee Holzmeister, sophomore, who had 4 points in the first meeting, had 11 tonight for Colby. As they're now 12-6 on the year and 4-1 in the conference, and they kind of moved into that number 4 spot in their sub-state, hosted by Holcomb, coming up in a couple weeks. Scott City will have Hugoton and Goodland to wrap up the regular season, and those will both be at home coming up on Thursday night and Tuesday night.